together as together on the first day of this week, on the day of resurrection. Thank you, praise you. We also pray that your love will us and cover us and protect us in every way. Together we find our enemies, find Satan and all his words, and all his distractions. Lord, we just give all of us into your hand. Lord, we thank you, we praise you. We just pray that during this time, you will give us your rich presence.
Amen.
Have no trust in ourselves, no trust is in you.
Amen.
We give everything into your hand. We thank you and we praise you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You all know that I'm afraid of reviewing. And again, today we will review the second Thessalonians. Right? Yeah, okay. So just like what I always did, and I never try to cover all these verses in the reviewing, because when you try to cover everything, you end up covering nothing. And so I just share with you the things that I enjoy the most, then afterwards you share what you enjoy. You know, this second Thessalonians is also a very rich book. So the thing that touched me the most actually is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 12. How about if you turn to this verse and we read this verse and declare it with loud voice. Okay. So that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Actually, this verse in the Chinese translation, in Chinese version, is not as good as the English verse. What's the difference? Here in English, it's very clear. It says, so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, and according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. But in the Chinese translation, it says pretty much close. It says, so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified upon us or upon our body. And so this, I feel, is not as good as the English verse. English verse is very clear. It says that so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him. Don't despise these few words. This is so wonderful. Today, Christ lives in us. We know this, right? And then we are in Christ. And then, not just today, Christ lives in us, but we need to continuously and experience this. And then we need to continuously experience and enjoying this Christ who lives in us, and also that when the Lord comes back, because we allow Christ lives in us, and therefore then when the Lord comes back, we'll be entered into his glory. In other words, this Christ is in us, and not only in us, but filling us. So when the Lord comes back, then we will, because Christ lives in us and we live in Him, and therefore Christ was glorified in us. Of course, today, if we don't let Christ live in us, then there's no glory. But today it says, when the Lord comes back, we'll be entering into His glory. Why? Because today, when we are still on this earth, and then, so when the Lord comes back, then the Lord will glorify when we live Christ. Of course, if we don't live Christ, the Lord will not be able to glorify His name in our today's living and the church life. And so I feel that this is a very important verse. And therefore, we also read this verse in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. And I believe this is also a very familiar verse, right? This was what Paul said. He said, I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Right? So the more we see the Lord is coming back and He is coming back soon, the more we need to prepare for the Lord's coming back. So we need to live Christ. Just this is what Paul said, right? I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So if today we allow Christ to live inside of us, then when the Lord comes back, His name will be glorified in us. And so it is not some just some outward activities, and rather it is the living we express. And that our living and is our daily life. And that will, when we live Christ, just like sometimes when we read the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse 7, 8, and 9, I think those three verses already said that the Lord, at the time when the Lord comes back, and we Christians always have two garments, right? We have mentioned many times this before. The first garment is at the time when we believe Jesus Christ, when we receive Jesus Christ into us to be our Savior, and so then we will have the first garment. That is the garment in Luke chapter 15, when the prodigal son came back to his home, and then right away the father hugged him and asked the servant to put the best garment, and that is the first garment, on the prodigal son. And what is that garment? That garment is Christ. In other words, today when God the Father sees us, what He sees is Christ. And Christ is upon us because we have received this Christ into us. And so all of us, we have, all the believers, we have this first garment. That is Christ. That is Christ to be our righteousness. And whether you know it, you don't know it, and then once we have received the first garment, that means we are God's sons. Then we spontaneously, in our daily living, in our church life, in our living, we are making the second garment. And the second garment, it says clearly in the book of Revelation, and chapter 19. So here, these three verses is very precious. And so it's, let me see. Okay, yeah. Verse 7 and 8. It says, let us rejoice and exhort. and let us give the glory to him. For marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready, and it was given to her that she should be clothed in fine linen, bright and clean. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. So here it shows to us that when the Lord comes back, the kind of living we have, in other words, the kind of the righteousness of the saints, and so that will put the second garment. And the second garment is the on one hand is fine linen. Not only fine linen, and also it is bright and clean. So not only clean, but it's bright. And we will never be bright. Only Christ is bright. And when Christ lives in us, when Christ is saturated in us, and then, so not only we have the righteousness in our living, and also we have Christ to be expressed through us. And so we see that these things, this is the second garment. And so whether we could enter into the wedding feast or not, that's based on whether you have the second garment or whether your second garment is shining, it's bright. So this is very important. How should we prepare for the Lord's second coming? And so I really hope that all of us today don't wait until the Lord comes back. That will be a little bit too late, but of course it's better late than never, but still it's better for us to work on our second garment. And so that when the Lord comes back, and we could be happy and enter into his wedding feast. Amen. We thank the Lord. We just had a wedding yesterday, right? So I really thank the Lord that always give us the right lessons, right portion, with the right environment. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is this. Now, at least to me, I had this question for a long time. It's way back early years. Let me see. I think it's about 1980. Brother Lee already talked about living Christ. But how do we live Christ? For many years, I couldn't know. I did not know. I just know, I have been crucified with Christ. Okay, then, so we also know this cross is not a suffering. Many Christians, including us, often think that when we have difficult situation, we are suffering, then we are going through, experiencing the cross. But actually, the cross, the real meaning of cross, is not it is not suffering, it is death. In other words, if a person wants to put you on the cross, it is not, his intention is not just make you suffer. His intention is to kill you. So we have to see that the real meaning of the cross is not just suffering, and it is death. And so what does it mean that it's death? And Paul said very clearly in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I've been crucified with Christ. Then it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So today, don't look for suffering. Don't think that once you create some problem in your office, and then your boss fire you, then you say, oh, I'm taking the cross. No, don't. Then, because I saw many examples, then people pray for or asking for a cross, and then sometimes the suffering really came. But then, not only they did not let Christ, but rather they left the church. They went to the world. So don't be deceived thinking that because you have suffered and that you are a living Christ. So what does it mean? Then the question is, how can we live Christ? That is, to me, for many years, I did not know. And but not too long ago, I think in one of Brother Ron Kanga's message, he said that we need to establish a kind of habit. That is, we should often talk to Christ.
Amen.
And the more you talk to Christ, the more you live Christ.
Amen.
And this it was a big help to me.
Right.
And this, so in the past, I also talked to the Lord.
Amen.
And but I did not equal to talk to the Lord equal to live Christ. And so then, that's why I feel that message really helped me very much. Then we have a very practical way and to experience live Christ. How can we live Christ? Well, when we live Christ, then we are, when we talk to Christ, and actually we are living Christ. And so then after I heard Brother Ron Kanga's message, then when I look back, then I realize the more I talk to Christ, the more I could hear Christ speaking. And if we don't talk to Christ, even if we stop talking to Christ for a period of time, then it's hard for me to hear the speaking of Christ. At least it's very clear this way, right? And then I want to say this to especially all the brothers and sisters and in your work, at your job. Don't think, oh, now I have a job and so I cannot come to the church. I'm too busy on my job. And no, don't have the. We shouldn't have the this kind of concept. And also, many sisters, when they had baby, don't think, oh, now I have a baby, so I have no time to come to the church. So many, I'm sorry to say, it seems to me that I wouldn't say many, but at least a number of the sisters, once they had a baby, they disappeared. You don't see them anymore. And they think they have a good excuse. I have a baby, so what do you expect? Well, we expect you to be in the church meetings. And actually, in our generation, and when my and many of the sisters, when our wives had the babies, they could coordinate together, and they can take turns, and they never wanted to sacrifice the church meetings, and so. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is, we all need to learn that talk to Christ. Talk to Christ often. And the more you talk to Christ, the more you will be able to hear Christ. And so many of you probably, I knew that in the past, many of the saints, because they saw that I was very free, I went to many different conferences, and I did not want to miss Brother Leo or someone else meetings. And then people thought I was full-time. But they did not know I have a job. Actually, I had a job for 35 years. Just work at the same company. At that time, the name was Best Foods. And you may not listen, you may not hear this name, Best Foods, but I think you probably buy many products from Best Foods. That was I even forget the name now. that is Manura corn oil, and also Skippy peanut butter. It's all our company's product. But too bad, eventually they were purchased by the biggest food company in the world, that's Unilever. And not only they have many food products, they also have many other products like soap and all these kind of things. But anyway, my point is, actually I had a job for many years. I did not switch company. So that's why today I can enjoy a good pension. It's because I never changed my company. And so, but anyway, the thing is, why I could bring around to attend many conferences. That is because I gave the company a lot of I really helped my company in many different things. So during about 1970, so that is how many years ago? 30 years ago? 40 years ago, right? Yeah, okay. During those 1970s, 40 years ago, and then many big companies, they wanted to not permanently, but they wanted to hire the some of the experts, some from outside, some one that came in to help us to solve problems and help us to do certain projects, and but not to be the permanent workers, because many times the benefit is equally expensive than the salary. So then a number of times when we hire these outside experts, and actually many experts, they are really not experts. They didn't know. We have to teach them what to do. And so, but then anyway, so we hire many experts. But anyway, when the outside expert came, there was a problem. I myself don't write the program too often, because I have people work for me, and I let them to write the programs. But then, once there was a problem, a very, very complicated program, and so then we ran into problem, and so we did not know what was the problem. So we hired this expert. He always said, two more days that I will solve the problem. But eventually, he kept two more days. Almost half a year, he still couldn't solve the problem. Then my boss said, how about you try it? Okay, so I tried. But how could I try? Even the expert could not solve the problem. But anyway, since my boss asked me, and so I just start talking to the Lord. Lord, what should I do? And then it seems, as I was talking to the Lord, it seems the Lord gave me some feeling, some words. Let's go to that area, and you try that area. So then I went to that area. Surely enough, that was the troublemaker. And so within 1 week, I solved the problem. And of course, my boss is very happy, and he even brought me to restaurant to eat lobster. But then this happened more than once, and after the second time this happened, then I said to my boss, I don't care for promotion, I don't care for raising my salary, but I want time. Whenever I need to go, I have to go. Then my boss said, no problem. Whenever you need to go, you go, but you just promise me you come back. And so that's why I'm very free. And then, of course, later, some new person came to our company. When these new ones came in, this particular one, he saw I was so free. So he also went to my boss, said, I want the time. I need, whenever I need to go, I have to go. Then my boss said to him, no problem, whenever you go, you go, but don't come back. So, and then, and not only this, and I had a number of occasions. Now, at that time, I have a very good boss, and my boss, during those years, almost no universities would give the computer classes. No. Our company sent us to IBM to learn computer directly. And once my boss sent me to this class, the topic's very strange. The topic's, I wish the things I knew 8 years ago. You know what it is? So in other words, I hope that certain things 8 years ago, I knew these things. That will help me. So in others, that lesson teach us what is the most efficient way to write programs. Now, in the beginning, I thought, well, this has nothing to do with me because I always have people work for me and to write the programs. But one day, the Lord's Day morning meeting, it seems the Lord gave me this feeling that you should go to your office this afternoon and to finish up your work. So I took that from the Lord, and then because during the weekday, many people still call me. Not only in the church, many people call me, but those times my wife answered the telephone for me. But then in the work week, when I was in office, also many people come to me and ask me questions. And so then that disturbed me very much. So then I went to the office in the afternoon after the Lord's morning meeting, and then I thought just use this quiet time, I could finish a lot more work. But once I got into my office, my immediate boss came. He said, oh, you don't have to be here. You can go home and rest. And then I said, I just want to finish up these programs I'm working on. The reason my boss was there, because the boss of another department had problem. And the problem was that my vice president, that was the number two person in our company, would have work we have a meeting next morning, 7 o'clock, and there's a project, and this vice president wanted next morning, 7 o'clock, want to have a very important meeting. And so want that the other department to test or to run programs on about 120 of our products. And the vice president want to know that all these 120 product, which one is the good one, which is the bad one, and which had this problem, which one. So in other words, the vice president want to know that every product, what is the one we should develop, what we should throw out. But so the programmer in that department is a lady, and she wrote the program, and so, but very slow. For her to find out the characteristic of the product, her program would take 15 minutes to finish one product. And then, now we have 120 product. So the other department, the boss knew that it's hard to finish in such a short time. And then my immediate boss came to my office and said, "Oh, I'm glad you did not go home. Then how about you help them?" Okay, so I helped them. And then at the same time, I knew in our company, they have just purchased a lot of space. I think those of you know the computer, you know. And in those years, they don't have the personal computer, but they have big boxes computer. And so they are, so our company just purchased a lot of database space. So I knew that. And so then I just quickly used what I learned from that, the thing I wish I knew 8 years ago. And so I wrote the program very quickly, 2 minutes. And then I also knew, because I knew that we had a lot of space, database, and therefore I wrote the mother program, and then used this mother program to execute this 120 product. So only 2 minutes, then I finished the program. And so then just within 2 minutes, all the 120 products were finished. And then the boss of the other department came to my office. You know, what is the first sentence he said to me? He said, "You are the God man." But that time, Brother Lee had not used the God man very often. Yes, so the first time I heard this phrase, the God man, it was from that voice. But anyway, so because of this, so I'm really very free. So wherever I have to go, I just go. And so in other words, my point is that you can talk to God when you are working. And the more you talk to God, the more you will experience Him. You will hear His word. If you don't talk to God, then it's hard to hear what the Lord wants to speak to you, right? And so many of you also know, even a few months ago, I went to Africa. And so the reason we have to go to Africa, because in Africa, you know, Africa has 54 countries, and there we have quite a number of local churches, approximately close to 30. But they never, among these local churches, they never fellowship to one another. That's why we feel there's a need to go there to have an international conference. And then I think many of you know, I almost missed that. Of course, the brothers feel that I also should be there to help them, and I also have the burden, and so, but I almost missed that. Why? Because I lost my passport. And then, because that day was raining, and so I came here to print my boarding pass. But then when I walked out, when I went back home, tried to pack, I could not find my passport. And then I found the whole house, I couldn't find it. But then I went to sleep the next morning, and when I woke up, of course, I start to pray. And then, even before I finished the first sentence, I felt the Lord talk to me in a very clear way. And he said, go to the meeting hall. Okay, so I came to the meeting hall. Then, if it's not I receive this clear word from the Lord, I will never come out because it's still raining. And then, so I will definitely will not drive out. But to here, but then, because it seems to me that the Lord spoke to me in a clear way, go to the meeting hall. So then I quickly drove here. Once I got here, the first thing I saw is my passport was outside of that outside door. And it was already raining for more than 12 hours. So when I went there, picked up my passport, happened to be Brother Dennis also came that morning. And so he quickly take a few paper towel, tried to help me to absorb all the water on my passport. But then I'm glad that he called his wife, Kathy, Sister Kathy. And so he said, a few brothers used paper, tried to make this dry. How long will it take? The airplane will leave pretty soon. And so I thank the Lord that Cassie really helped us. And so she used the after they wash hair, they have this
air dryer,
right. So she used air dryer very quickly. My passport was dry. And then so they quickly hand me the passport, and I just jumped on the airplane. And so, again, it is the really when we talk to the Lord, and the Lord will talk to you. And then the Lord can, then that's how we could live Christ. The last thing I want to say is, don't think you have to be in the Lord many years, then you can have this kind of experience or this kind of practice. Now, actually, as long as we believe in the Lord, as long as we receive the Lord, and right away we could experience talking to Christ. And I just give you one more testimony, and then I stop. And then that thing happened 50 years ago. I don't want to, I want to make clear to you, I'm not a spiritual person, but at least I could say this, that this thing happened 50 years ago. And so at least 50 years ago, I was I was not spiritual, more not spiritual than today. So then, at that time, we just My wife and I just moved into a new house. We just bought a new house. So my wife was not clear about all the things in the house. And just at that time, we had a conference here. That conference, I don't remember. It was the conference, international conference, with saints from other cities, even from Canada. And so then we have to open our house for hospitality. And you know, my wife, her name is Phoebe, and so she wanted to prepare ahead of time. So then she tried to use the not only our kitchen, and also she went down to basement, tried to start to cook, and she forgot that we used the gas, and when she turned on the gas, and then she forgot that there was already fire inside, therefore it exploded, so that her forehead and the hairs on the forehead, and also the eyebrows, and also the eyelash, all were burned. Thank the Lord, the eyes were not hurt. But then, when this happened, and we happened to be, we had a kind of Japanese oil, it's medicine, and especially for the burn, the skin, and or to be bitten by the insect, and that it's that time. This kind of Japanese medicine is called ozo. Now you cannot find this cream anymore. So my wife just applied ozo on the burned place, and then at that time I did not, of course, I'm not a doctor. I did not know what to do. And then, just at that time, it seems the Lord said to me, you go out to buy a box of chocolate to for Phoebe. Okay, so I went to the store. Just at, right before I bought the box of chocolate, then it seems the Lord gave me another sentence. Since you are already here, why not buy a chocolate with the heart shape? Okay, so I did buy this heart shape chocolate and went back to Phoebe, and Phoebe did not even thanked me, but she just took it. And then, you know that Phoebe's older sister, Anna, it was Brother James' wife, and they, during those times, James and Anna always came to New York for the weekend. And so next day when Anna came, and when she saw the box of chocolate, so she said to Phoebe, why you buy things like this? And then Phoebe said, oh no, Benjamin bought this. And then Anna said, oh, I did not know Benjamin is that romantic. I knew I was not romantic. If it is not the Lord gave me this feeling, gave me this word, I would never thought about to buy a box of chocolate. And then I remember Brother Lee also mentioned an incident that was way back when they were in China, mainland. once Brother Lee and another co-worker went to visit a place, and then the leading brother in that place invited Brother Lee and another brother to his home. And then his wife came out with a long face and gave them cold rice and two cold dishes. And so the brother who saw this, and he cried. And so Brother Lee said, "Don't worry, everything's fine, okay." But now, later when I look back, I thought, of course, those days they did not have chocolate. If this brother who bought two pieces of candy and gave to his wife, probably his wife would not put out the cold rice and the cold. So in other words, my whole point is that everyone can talk to the Lord. And the more we talk to the Lord, the more we can hear the Lord speaking. And when we hear the Lord speaking, actually, that is how we live Christ. So I just share this much, and now you can share whatever you enjoy the most.